This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
907, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin out alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you doing today?
I'm here.
You're here?
Yeah.
President accounted for?
If I wasn't here, I'd be somewhere else.
No, I need you to be on your best behavior today.
Well, I've already shot him out of the saddle. Left him laying there bleeding, so we're ready to go.
Because I have brought in the penalty box, and I will put you in for 2 minutes because we have Mickey Robinson here, and he's in a bad mood. The Blues lost a tough one last night. He's not in the best of spirits today.
Well, that's not going to be the first tough one they're going to lose.
Now, that just hurts. That just hurts.
Thank you, Ralph.
Mickey Robinson, Donna Rousey is our guest on this week's edition of the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. We'll be back with them right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back here on the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobinot, Uncle Ralph Niehaus are your hosts here, and we have Mickey Robinson and Donna Rousey as our guests this week. And Mickey, how are you today, my friend?
Can't complain.
Can't complain?
Nobody will listen.
Yeah, that's true.
I would.
You would complain?
No, I would listen.
Oh, you would listen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's important.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
That's a plus for me. With him.
But I might add, too, that I have select hearing.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, okay. Donna Rousey from DeMar.
DeMar.
Travel is also alongside here. Donna, welcome.
Thank you.
And we are here, I guess, to talk about the travel industry and the agency. Tell us a little bit about the being a travel consultant and how that job is.
Excuse me. I work from home. I work for DeMar Travel and Cruise. Its main office is in Maryland Heights, Missouri. It has a satellite office in Alton, right across from Kohl's in the little shopping center. But they have allowed me to work from home. So I've been doing that for about 2 years now, and I just really enjoy it. It gives me the opportunity to work around different schedules, and I can work at night on weekends, and so.
And the travel industry, I remember when I was a kid, my family used a travel agent to book a trip to Disney.
Yeah.
Being a travel agent, is that still a very popular option for families these days?
Actually, I think it's more popular than people realize. Some people do their trips on the internet, but when you do that, if you have a problem, you don't have anybody really to go back to and directly talk to. So if they book through a travel agent and you have an issue or a question, you can just pick up the phone and call that travel agency. So
even when you're 2,000 miles away, you can pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, there's a problem here with this hotel.
Yes.
And you get on the phone and start working out the details.
And I'm assuming that's even if you're on the trip.
Right.
And something's wrong. And
something's wrong or something, an emergency happens, you just pick up and, you know, you have that travel agent on the other end to work for you and to help try to rectify the situation.
It would seem to me, being a limited traveler, but it would seem to me that why mess around with all the details when someone who's planning a trip to wherever can come to you and say, hey, look, we want to go here, set it up for us, blah, 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 and be done with it. It looks to me like sort of a no-brainer with all of the good travel bureaus that we have around, yourself included, that why mess with this when you can deal with someone who does this every day in and out and have everything planned. And as you said, this still doesn't eliminate that you may have a problem.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. And a lot of people like the idea of just going through a travel agency because we deal with the different resorts. So we have a better understanding, especially if they want a certain type of service. I've had some that's wanted butler, and we know what resorts, you know, have butler service. We've had a lady that wanted
butler has resorts. When did this happen?
Sandals has butlers, and I'm sending a group to Mexico, and they all have butler service. So, you know.
Oh, butler service. Okay.
Butler
I was thinking of
Illinois.
I was thinking of butler.
No, we don't have much service in Butler. But,
So, I mean, it depends on what type. Some want concierge. Some don't really care. You know, some want a six, like Golden Apple, where your drinks are served right there on the beach and you don't even have to get up.
We're broadcasting live from the beach, too, on this,
Jamaica.
On this week's Wednesday morning
Jamaica.
Talk show.
When's the first round coming up?
Mickey's supposed to buy it, so I don't know when.
Well, forget it.
A long day before I buy it.
See, and that's with an all-inclusive. All that's included. Your meals, your airfare, your meals, your alcohol. And in some resorts like Sandals, some of your activities are included, too.
Another thing, too, Donna, when you when you're in this business a long time, only 2 years, but I'm sure you have already gone to some of these places, more popular places at this time, and you're treated royalty because they're trying to get you to plug their place. And when you're there, you see everything. You know what you're looking for then. So when a customer comes or a client comes to you, and wants to say, okay, we want to go to ABC resort area. Well, what is that thing? And you happen to be there, say, 6 months ago on a tour, a week, whatever you call them things. And then you see all these things, so you can just relay your experience with them. And that's what I would look for in a travel agent, who can tell me the experience and the background and every little nook, every place where there's a crack in the floor or the crack in the ocean there or something like this.
Well, actually, we try to go a couple times a year to various places. We went to Mexico in March last year and Jamaica in September. And when we went to Jamaica, we went to Sandals Resorts, and they actually give me a tour of the various accommodations that they have, including like the butler, the different views, the different rooms, the ones with the jacuzzis, the ones without the jacuzzis. And just as an example, some of the different properties, you can go to their sister properties, so you can stay at one resort and maybe play at two or three. So you have that option of the different restaurants. Depending on what you want, you can go up. Some have 10 different restaurants you can use. Some have 17, depending on how big their properties are.
We mentioned Jamaica, mm-hmm. the Caribbean area, mm-hmm. quite frequently. We are actually on the beach today. I'm kidding. Is that your most popular destinations that you go, or do you sometimes provide services, let's say, to Alaska, Canada, that area?
Okay. Alaska, we do cruises to. Damar does the travel plus the cruise lines, and Disney has a wonderful cruise line that goes to Alaska too. I do the Disney tours. I've done two or three of those.
And that cruise line's about ready to expand too next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you have cruise lines that have the water parks, depending if you have children,
mm-hmm.
you know, or there's the cruise lines that also does the different tours, on land tours, like Holland mm-hmm. Cruise Line. And so so far what I've done has actually been in the Caribbean area, you know.
You mentioned Disney, the cruise lines. Obviously, they've got the heavily areaed resorts down in mm-hmm. the Orlando area. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, I go down there quite frequently with my family. You know, certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels are booked.
Mm-hmm.
Parks are packed. Mm-hmm. Is a place like Disney, is that kind of harder to book than other places?
No, because Disney offers several different types of accommodations as far as moderate or the villas or,
right,
or any of that. So it kind of depends on what you're wanting and for how long you're actually wanting to stay. If you're wanting a park pass for like, if you actually get a park pass for 4 days or longer, it's actually cheaper than if you get a park pass for like 1 day. You know, Disney has its own transportation that you can get if you fly in from the airport to the resorts. You can do the water parks. Disney offers a lot. They offer the different types of meal plans.
Actually, you go down there, I think getting an annual pass.
Yes.
They're trying to set it up that you have to buy an annual pass now to get the best bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's been my experience over the short time.
No, I'm just going to add that to me, the convenience of working through a travel agency, regardless of where you go, we go to Vegas periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to walk into whatever complex you're staying, your room's booked and everything is, and you go in, sign in, and go to your room, and you're in business.
Yes.
And this is worth a lot rather than walking up there. Have you got a room, you know, blah, 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 and having to go through all this. You just walk in and it's all done and taken care of for you. And this is a convenience that is very important to me, myself, as a traveler, when I do travel.
And when you
as
talk
a senior citizen.
Yes, right. Yes.
And when you talk about Vegas, that includes some of the shows. So if you want to
sure.
see, I don't know who's down there, Garth Brooks. I know he's down at the Caesars. That could include that if they want to
yes,
partake in
that
option.
Yes, we can put that for you, too.
Sure.
You know, when you come into us, and like especially like this time of the year, I always there's different types of insurance you can get for the trips. And I always recommend for anybody that's going this time of the year to get the insurance that covers that if there's a cancellation of flights or anything like that. Or you get hurt, that you can get your money back, all but the insurance. I mean, and a lot of times, you know, when you come in, we book your airfare, your hotel, make sure you have insurance. If you need a car, we'll get a car rented for you. And again, like you said, if you have a show that you're interested in,
mm-hmm.
we will book that for you.
One of my items on my bucket list. I'm a big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Those that know me will say that I'm a pretty big sports fan. And one of my goals in life is I would like to see a baseball game in every big league ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys provide something like that where, you know, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and see a ball game at that area? Do you do like a sports package type thing?
We could do your flight and book your hotel for you.
But that's it.
Or maybe
tickets to a game?
Maybe tickets to a game. Truthfully, I've never had anybody ask me that, so I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Right.
He's a rare person.
Now you'd be nice. That's 2 minutes for insulting the host right there. Get in the box. 2 minutes. See, that's how that works, Uncle Ralph.
Oh, okay, I'm keeping my mouth shut. Well, there's all kinds of, and we've got a 25-minute show here, so we're not going to touch on all of them. But there to me, the advantages of going through an agency are just unlimited. You know, we sit here and, like I say,
yeah.
Not mention half of them. But once, if you're going to take a trip, I guess I would highly suggest you pick out your travel agency that you're familiar with or whatever, and go and sit down. In your case, with you, sit down with that individual and say, okay, we're thinking about maybe going here or here or here. What's available? What can you do to help me? And get all the information you can before you take that last step of planning that trip.
When you come to me, I'd sit down and I'd kind of want to ask some basic information from you. Like, where would you like to go?
Mm-hmm.
When would you like to go? How many nights would you like to be gone? what kind of activities would you like to do? I mean, do you want to snorkel? Do you want to see baseball games? Do you want to parasail? Do you want, you know, that kind of thing? What type of accommodations would you like? Do you want, like, again, I'm using Apple as an example, but like a 6-star Apple, or is a 4-star four Apple, okay. You know, if you have children, how many children? What are their ages? Do you have a budget in mind? You know, and then once we
that's pretty much a big deal. I mean, if you don't want to go overboard, if you're willing to allocate $1,000, you'll work to make sure that you'll get everything that you want in under or at that $1,000 level.
Right.
Okay.
Well, another thing too. Question you could be asking, do you want to go in the States only, or do you want to go to Hawaii and that area over there, or do you want to go to Europe, or do you want to go to Asia? Because when you start talking out of the country, you're hopefully planning 6 months to a year away from it, because you got to plan passports and all kinds of restrictions of traveling.
There are
certain countries that you are forbidden to go to, and sometimes they change on that, so you have to be up on that too.
Right, but when you come, I would also ask if you had a passport. I've been working with a couple that planned 6 months ago for a trip, so I've called to make sure that they've got their passports, that they've applied for their passports. Once they got their passports, verified that their information matched their driver's license, so that both things match when they went to the airport. And I will call normally, if you've booked 6 months in advance, at least every other month, just to check in with you if you have any questions, concerns. I just had a woman call me last night over luggage. She wanted to verify what she could bring on the plane, what she couldn't bring on the plane, about a carry-on, check-in bags. And
that game has changed,
yes,
too, of what's allowed on a – I don't know. I've never been on a cruise ship. What's allowed on a ship? What's allowed on an airplane? It's definitely now a different world than what it is – what it was 10, 15 years ago. Have you ever helped someone book a trip to, let's say, New York? I mean, we're a couple days away from the ball dropping. Have you ever helped a person book a trip for New Year's so they can see the ball drop?
No, not to New York. I've had someone from New York book a trip to Mexico, but and a lot of times you catch airfare to New York for about $99 each way, which I think is pretty reasonable.
Oh yeah, very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
That sounds like 1960s when I was traveling a lot.
Having been to Alaska two different times in my life, that's a trip that would be high on my list for an individual if I was going to go somewhere, because it's the last frontier, and you see things there that you will not see hardly anywhere else you go, and, you know, nature in the raw, and it's just a great, fantastic trip, and I would highly recommend anybody that's just wanting to do something different to take a hard look at going to Alaska on a cruise. It's beautiful.
Canada's
country.
Pretty too.
Yeah.
See, that's along that way too.
Take the Canadian train through the mountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a trip and a sight. And someone just returned from Alaska trip here and was mentioned to me they had the fly into Anchorage, or I forget, one of the two cities up there.
Probably
and
Anchorage.
They said what?
Probably Anchorage.
Right.
Right.
And what they said is they had both parts. You take the land trip, then you take the cruise on the boat on the water. But he said he was thankful they took the land part of their trip first. And then, because when they got so exhausted, they were on the boat so they can catch their breath and relax some on there, so they weren't so tired they couldn't. And that was just one thing I picked up from them. And that's interesting, because I've been interested in taking an Alaskan trip, but to get the time all the time is always the thing, to pick the right time to do it.
Yeah, when do you have time? You're always busy with everything.
I can make time. Emily makes me take time.
They say the Alaskan cruise is absolutely gorgeous. I've gotten a lot of good responses from that. I'm actually looking into it. A young man called me from Chicago and wanted me to look into it for his honeymoon.
Mm. So, that'd be nice.
Yes.
I've been had the good fortune. Our son was stationed up there for 4 years in the military, so we went up there twice. But I've had the opportunity to travel by land all the way to the Arctic Circle, and unbelievable what you see, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you're in your own vehicle, you can stop, you can take pictures, you see the bears, and you just see everything. It's herds of caribou and elk and moose.
See any of my reindeer friends up there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had a few from Alaska come in last month
for
our snack with Santa and how they sparkle. And, boy, the kids love them.
And I'll bet they were tired after that trip because that's a long ways.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. But you know what? They were hungry, too. They ate 350 pounds of carrots.
Yeah.
But the reindeers don't eat carrots. They eat bread.
Yeah.
See, I just learned something now.
Well, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I always thought carrots.
No, okay. They eat bread. They brought 35 loaves of bread there, and for 4 hours, the kids fed them. But they just didn't let them take a full piece. They always broke it up in several different pieces and gave it to them. And it was just unbelievable. The camels and the donkeys and the goats and the other animals that we had there, they just went 350 pounds of carrots. Boy, I couldn't believe they went through that much.
Very few animals that don't like carrots, and there are a lot of animals, Mick, that do eat bread. They like bread, and mm-hmm. But it's getting back to Alaska. It's just so much of it's untamed. You know, there actually is no one living in some of the areas. And you drive for miles and miles and see no one else but the people on the highway. So it's a fantastic trip if anybody is looking to go somewhere. You know, it's
and the glaciers.
Oh yes, yeah, and they are receding, and you see chunks of ice floating around out there. And the first time we was there was right after Valdez, and we got to go fly over all that area and see the devastation from that. Oh. And it was quite an education, as well as sightseeing.
I think the big point of it all, we're about ready to come to a close on this week's program, is be open-minded to experience other areas, whether it's Florida, whether it's the Caribbean or Alaska. Have an open mind to see. There's a lot of very scenic areas in this country that it's worth the time to take a trip and see.
And some people are under the impression that if you go through a travel agency, they're going to charge you a fee. The travel agency's fee is already kind of built into, like, if you go through Apple or Funjet. Most of the time, they don't charge you a fee unless you're booking airfare. And, like, our company charges a service fee if you come in and you just want me to book you a airlines ticket to St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, everything else is pretty well built in.
Don, it's always a pleasure to have you come in and talk with us about the travel agency.
Thank you.
Best of luck in 2012. It seems like yesterday we were dropping the ball for 2011, and here comes 2012.
And
and Mickey, I'm thinking we'll have you in Italian American Days. That's 2 weeks away. How time flies.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of things coming up in 2012. The dog show, Paul's in the Park, in April.
Mm-hmm.
In June, we have the summer concert series every Tuesday night in June and July. And just letting the people know, we got all the bands but one booked so far. And so we're already planning for the 9 Tuesdays in June and July, then the big fall festival in September.
They don't call him the hardest working man in Benilde for nothing, folks. That's Mickey Robinson. Donna Rousey, thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for our Wednesday morning talk show. On this Wednesday morning, Uncle Ralph, it's always a pleasure. And we'll see you next week when we'll have Mayor Tom Jones and Mayor John Downs.
Yep.
One studio, one interview.
Can I get out of penalty box now?
Yeah,
I'll let you out. You're fine.
You have to keep your leg on.
We're going to take a break. The myth, the legend, Earl Sarles with the Market Report is up next.